بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, we pray that all are well and in good health and with afiyat, inshallah. We will continue where we left off in the last lesson, which was to understand our belief in Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said that Iman is based on three principles. One is Tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Almighty Allah. Risalat, that is to believe in the messengership of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, to believe in what we call the Akhirat or the Hereafter. Continuing with Risalat and belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was mentioned that not only do we believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the final messenger, or to believe believe in him as the messenger of Allah, but to believe in him as the final messenger, to believe that he was appointed as Rasul and Nabi by Allah Ta'ala, that wahi had come directly to him, revelation via the archangel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of the noblest and highest character, that his mission cancels all previous missions and shariats. That means that now that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come, his Quran, his Islam is the one that everyone will have to follow. A person does not have the choice to say that I want to follow Musa alayhi salam, I want to follow Isa alayhi salam, I want to follow the Injil or the Zabur. And regardless of the fact of the matter that these divine books have now been altered and changed beyond recognition, even if there were to be, for argument's sake, a scripture of the Injil, the Torah, in its original form, for argument's sake, even then it would not be permissible to follow a Sharia other than Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shariat and that of the Quran and the Sunnah. So we mentioned last week as well that when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes back and he returns, he too will have to follow the shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very Nabi who had his own shariat, who had his own divine book revealed to him, the Injil, even he too will have to follow the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This detailed conception of belief in Risalat is mentioned and emphatically summed up in the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. By your Rabb, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath here that they can never believe and adopt Iman unless they appoint you as the arbitrator in all their disputes. Then, after accepting you as the arbitrator, they find no rejection in their hearts regarding that which you have decided, and they submit wholeheartedly to your verdict. Thus, the meaning of Muhammadur Rasulullah, the second half of our kalima, that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah, is to wholeheartedly accept without the slightest reservation everything brought by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything that has been proven beyond doubt, to accept it wholeheartedly and without the slightest reservation. It should be also understood that the rejection of the finality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's risalat, of his messengership, destroys Iman. If someone says, for example, that he accepts that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a divine Nabi and the Rasul, but he rejects the finality of his risalat, then such a person will not be under the ambit of Islam. He will not be regarded a Muslim, but a rejecter or a kafir of Iman and an unbeliever. Secondly, to claim that risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a requisite for najat in the akhirah is in fact the rejection of risalat itself. What does this mean? That to claim that risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not necessary for a person's salvation in the akhirah is in fact a rejection of his messengership. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, as was mentioned earlier, cancels all previous divine books. There now remains no route to Jannah besides the deen of Islam as it was transmitted through the Risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, very important aspect to keep in mind as well. That when new Muslims come into the religion of Islam, for example, if we are giving da'wat regarding Islam, etc., then it is important for us to understand that just as we mentioned the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to mention the Risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that belief in this constitutes Iman, and without this, a person will not enter into Islam. And finally, regarding the fundamental importance of the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there exists a very big misconception. It is claimed that belief in the oneness of Allah, belief in the hereafter and righteous acts are sufficient for salvation in the akhirat. However, Risalat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a requisite. It is absolutely necessary for salvation in the hereafter. And in substantiation of this, the following Quranic ayat is cited in Surah Baqarah, that verily those who have accepted Iman, whether they be Jews, whether they be Christians, if they have accepted Iman in Allah Ta'ala in the last day and practice righteousness, for them there is reward by their Rabb, and no fear will be attributed towards them, nor will they grieve. As long as they have believed in Islam and they have not fallen foul of this misconception. This ayat here is an ayat that some put forward to say that if a person accepts Iman in Allah Ta'ala the last day and practices righteousness, then it is sufficient for Najat. However, this is a misconception. This is not true. Verily, the detailed explanation of this ayat will be given in the ensuing pages. What we must understand here is that Najat and salvation in the hereafter is dependent upon believing in the Risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will conclude there today and we'll continue from there, inshallah, going forward. Jazakallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.